Today, Be'ezah Hashem, we learned Mem Dal, the Masechtas Baba Kama. Some of the topics we learned about include the Mishnah's halacha of Shershay Mischachik because of a nafal ala adam potter. If an ox unintentionally kills a person, such as it rubbed against a wall and the wall collapsed onto a person, the ox is not put to death because Kemises Bailim Kach Mises Asher. The ox is chayiv misa only in the way its owner would be chayiv misa if it kills a person intentionally, but if the owner kills a person unintentionally, he's potter. The machlik is Rav and Shmuel and whether chayiv bekaifer, if it was a shur hamu'ud, does the owner pay kaifer to the victim's heirs or not? The machlik is Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Shimon regarding hanizakin shalei bechavana. If an ox injures a person unintentionally, does the owner pay for the damages or not? The machlik is Rabbi Shimon and Chacham regarding niskaven lahargezeh lahargezeh. The ox did intend to kill a person, but instead killed another person. Is the ox chayiv misa or not? This depends on their machlikas of whether a person who kills someone in this fashion is chayiv misa or not. The Mishnah's machlikas regarding shar ha-midbar, shar ha-hekdish, shar ha-ger, shemeis ve'en lo yershin. If an ox killed a person, but it was either ownerless or hekdish, or had it been owned by a convert who died and had no heirs, is the ox put to death or not? Rabbi Huda holds even if the ox did have an owner when it killed the person, but it did not have an owner later, such as the owner made it hektish or ownerless before Bezin issued their sentence, the ox is pater mimisa.